more of the soft launch though, right? Last week was kind of just practice.
Definitely practice.
So today we're going to go a little bit into more detail on what we talked about last week. But the way that the show is going to work from here on out is we each have our own little segment. Everyone's going to basically specialize in their own thing. So I'm going to be segment number four. I'm going to talk more about film, cinema, movies. That's my thing. And then segment number one.
Savannah, and I'm going to be mostly focusing on the 7-day forecast and the weather, but sometimes I'll get into like the entertainment industry a lot with live theater is what I really like talking about.
Okay.
Then we have...
I'm the next segment. It's Caroline here, and for my segment, every week I'm going to be trying new places around Tampa that involve sweet treats, like any type of dessert, ice cream, cookies, cake, and candy. And then we have our...
That would be segment number three. It's going to be sports.
I'm a full... Hello, my name is Ariel. Kind of like, you know, my voice. A little nervous. I'm excited.
It's
but
okay.
I'm excited, but I'm going to focus on sports. I'm going to have a little conversation about y'all's prediction about the next games coming up. The next final game of any sport.
Super Bowl, too. That's coming up now. Yeah. Definitely something we can talk about today, especially after the Eagles and the Chiefs, Eagles-Commanders game, all that. It's definitely an Eagles fan. Wish that we were going against the Bills, but it is what it is. But definitely something we can all talk about. I know Savannah likes theater, so that is something that we can definitely chime in on. What kind of shows do you like?
It really depends. Right now, I'm really into cabaret. It's kind of making a comeback online and everything. A very good musical. The soundtrack is amazing, and it also has a deep message, which I think can resonate with everyone, especially talking more about, if you didn't know, the Holocaust. Definitely important to remember every little while. But that is definitely one of my favorites right now. I enjoy a lot of kind of the experimental shows. So.
Okay, nice. All right, and then there's just quite a bit to cover today. So coming up, we're going to start off with the first segment, which will be from you, Savannah.
Yes, on weather.
Gonna get a little bit of a peek there. We might talk a little bit about theater as well. So coming up, we got the weather with Savannah, with a little bit of theater and some entertainment there. But let's go ahead and take a little bit of a song break here, and then we can go ahead and get started. So here we have Drive In Saturday. Go ahead, tune in, get anyone that you want to tune in and listen to us, and enjoy the song.
Go to bed. Don't forget to turn on the light. Don't laugh, babe, it'll be alright. Pour me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try to get it online once before. When people stared in Jagger's eyes and scorn, like the video films we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and ask this day. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows. It's a crash course for the ravers. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman prayed at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation. Amid this fallout saturation, cursing at the astronaut that stands in steel by his cabinet, he is crashing out. supply for aging men with snorting head who gazes to the shore. Once it raged, the sea that raged no more, like the video films he saw. A crash course for the ravers. It's a drowning Saturday. Yeah. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and ask to stay. And she'd sigh like Twinkle Wonder Kid.
Right, there we go, and we are back. So for anyone that's just now tuning in, again, we are Mixed Mike. We are going to talk about some mixed topics. We're going to cover basically some weather forecast and entertainment. Then we're going to move on to sweets, sports, and end off with some cinema history and some film. So we're going to be starting off with our first segment here with Savannah.
Hello, I'm Savannah, and I am going to be talking about the 7-day forecast for this week, just to start out. Definitely different from last week. I know it was much colder, but for today, the 28th, we have a high of 71 and a low of 52 with a 4% chance of rain. You shouldn't see much drizzle. It's going to be cloudy, but we do have some sunshine peeking in, so it should be pretty warm weather, especially with the sun peeking out a bit. Tomorrow, Wednesday the 28th, we have a high of 72 and a low of 51. The rain does increase slightly to 16%. Depending on the area, you might want to bring an umbrella, but it's not going to be too severe. It's still going to be cloudy, but there is going to be more sun, not like last week. And excitingly, we are going to have a new moon that night, so definitely look out. You can see it. It's definitely going to be some pretty thing to look at. Thursday the 30th, we have a high of 80 degrees, a low of 60 with a 9% chance of rain. This is going to be pretty much the highest weather for this week, and it's going to be partly cloudy that day. Friday the 31st, we have a high of 79 degrees with a low of 63. The rain does go up a little bit with a 12% chance of rain, but that day we are going to see mostly sunny weather, which is very exciting. There is going to be an increased chance of rain at night, though, with a 37% chance. But, you know, I always think that's a good way to get some night's sleep. I like the sound in the background. I don't know about you guys, but it's definitely for me.
Yeah, definitely. The sound of the rain, yes. Thunder. It's kind of soothing. A lot of people don't like the rain, but honestly, I have to admit, I'm one of the few that really does. Yeah.
It is my favorite. I love it. Whenever it's raining out, I take that as a sign that I need to take a nap because it's the most peaceful weather for it. I just love it so much.
No, definitely. I feel like I'm always stuck at work whenever it starts to rain, and it bums me out because it's kind of like you said, it's time for a nap. I mean, I like to kind of just chill out, watch a movie, read a book. It just, it's, I feel like it's the perfect ambience, like the perfect atmosphere to just chill out, you know, to relax, to unwind. But a lot of people don't like it. A lot of people call this the more, man, I forget the term, but people are saying like this is the depressing season, you know, when people are at their low, they just don't want to do anything. It's seasonal depression. That's what it is.
Yes.
And I can't say I really relate much with it. But one thing I can say personally is I'm going to miss the cold. I know it's going to start heating up here.
What? Yes. You're going to miss it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's crazy.
I know.
I am so happy that the sun was shining yesterday and today. It felt nice.
It was a great weekend. It was very nice outside.
It was barely any clouds.
But I do. No, definitely. You guys don't like the cold. No, I feel like more people like the heat, but I can't say I do. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Being able to go out and just feel the wind and, you know, being able to put on a nice jacket. I don't know. I just like it. That's just me.
I don't know if you guys know this, actually, or the listeners. I'm from Boston, so I am used to cold weather. I don't know if you guys are used to snow and everything like that from Florida.
No, definitely not.
So I get why you like the cold weather and all that.
But this is definitely strange because this is, I feel like, the first year that we've actually seen snow down here.
It's kind of baffling.
I've never seen that. I know I've heard that it happened like many years ago, but for it to happen again now, I mean, do you think we're gonna see more of that?
I'm not sure. Definitely not down here. It is just going to be rain. As much as you gaslight yourself into thinking it will be snow. Up in Tallahassee, near the Georgia area, there has been chances. I know a few years ago there was a scare that there was going to be more snow down there. And I think they saw a little bit, but it wasn't much. I know that they got, I think it was 8 to 10 inches this year. So definitely exciting for Florida. Me personally, I'd be scared to drive. Are you used to that in Boston? Have you ever driven in the snow?
Yes, we got to salt the roads. All of the plows are out. And watching videos of all the Florida people trying to salt the roads and plow or, like, try to just shovel the snow was very funny. You guys, you do not know very much about how to handle it, but y'all know it. It is okay. I am used to that. You guys don't even get snow. I feel like you guys aren't supposed, like, Florida isn't supposed
to. No, we're not. I don't think we're prepared for it at all.
We weren't prepared for it.
One thing I can definitely say is with how bad Florida drivers are in general, add ice and snow to it, and I don't think it's going to be really pretty.
It's dangerous.
In that sense, I would hope we don't get a whole lot of it, but as someone who has never really gone to see snow, I kind of hope we do. So definitely something to look forward to, but do you have anything else for the weather?
Yeah. Well, talking about that and the snowstorm, we did get a lot of that only because there was this cold storm that was like record-breaking temperatures coming from like the Texas area and the Gulf, which was, of course, carrying the rain. You add cold temperatures that will turn into snow, if anyone didn't know that. Shocking. But we do have some weekend forecast. This is where it's going to pretty much stay the same temperatures. Saturday, we have a high of 77 degrees and a low of 60. Definitely have an umbrella in case. This is where it's going to be a 24% chance of rain, and it's going to be mostly cloudy, so you might not see a lot of sun that day. Sunday, we have the high of 79 and the low of 58 with a 9% chance of rain, and that's going to be partly cloudy, so should be a little more sun than the day before. And then Monday, just to give that 7 day, we have a high of 78 degrees and a low of 55. And this one is going to be mostly sunshine that day with some clouds in it. So if you can't see the pattern, it's mostly going to be 70s with lows or mid 50s for that. And then we are going to have mostly clear skies today. If you go outside, we're going to have southwest wind direction. So that means it's coming from there. And then a dew point of 55 degrees. But since we are above that with mostly 63 degree weather right now, we're not going to be seeing much rain. But I want to say,
it's Florida weather, right? Like, it's kind of subject to change. I feel like one moment we got really heavy rain, the next moment it's sunny, like there wasn't even a storm going on just a second ago.
Yes, I agree. I do think the rain is so important, especially in the summer months where like everything is dead
and drying up.
It's definitely not good. I prefer the rain, not with the cold. The cold and last week was horrible. I don't know about you guys, but I was freezing, especially walking the street. Getting to class, it was not great.
Yeah, there's definitely mixed opinions about rain.
For sure.
Here in Florida, though, when it like just rains spontaneously, I do like how it's a little quick, like, time of it, and then it just stops. I like the rain, like I said, when I'm in my bed and it's all comfy. But if I'm at work, like you said, I probably wouldn't enjoy the rain as much.
Yeah, I kind of dread it. If anything, I like that it kind of slows things down a little bit and it's not as busy because everyone wants to stay indoors. I feel like everyone kind of shares that same feeling of it's raining. Let's just not do anything. Let's just go home.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, definitely. So next thing, I know you wanted to cover a little bit on entertainment.
Yes. There's this newer musical. I mean, it's not new, but they've been kind of promoting it some. And they're supposed to actually have shows January 31st to February 9th. And this is from the Kennedy Center. So it's called Schmigadoon. It's from the Apple TV series. I don't know if any of you heard it, but it did get an Emmy Award. So I'm supposing it's really good, especially if they made a musical on it. If you don't know who is going to be taking part of it, it's Alex Brightman. Have any of you guys seen the Beetlejuice musical?
No.
Or heard about it?
I've heard about it.
Definitely seen stuff online. Yes. Have not actually seen it.
No, it's,
I want to.
It's pretty good. Yeah. I'm actually taking a trip to go to, I think, North Carolina, and they're doing like a off-Broadway show of it. So I'm very excited to see it.
So excited.
Not with Brightman, sadly, but it'll be good. It's really funny. And then there's also The Great Gatsby, which has gained popularity with Jeremy Jordan.
I love The Great Gatsby.
Yes. The book is really good. Now we're moving to musicals. It's just mixing media, like Mixed Mike. But Sarah Chase, she's also taking part of this show, which is very exciting. These are both very, very talented actors and singers. I've seen some clips of the songs. They're definitely interesting. But yeah, so it's based on this hit show, and it's about like two people, and they are trying to save their friendship that's struggling a little bit. So to do that, they're exploring a little bit, and they get lost in the woods, and then they get trapped in this strange, strange town where everyone's singing, and they don't really know what's happening, and they're just kind of immersed in that.
That's very interesting.
It's very interesting. Yeah. Definitely look up some clips. I think it's good. I've seen the music, and all the girls, they're wearing like these long skirts, and it's kind of like old-timey. It's really interesting.
Yeah,
like this like town that isn't really with like the media of today. It's definitely fun.
I feel like I've definitely seen some skits
made
of something
skits
like that. I don't know if it's of that or something similar, where you know, getting stuck in like a musical and everyone's singing around you, and you're just like, what is going on,
kind of,
you know? Mm-hmm. So
Teen
that's
Beach
cool
movie vibes.
That's what I was
y'all
thinking.
See that?
Yep.
Oh my god,
stuck, yes, that do you that remember that show?
Yeah, I remember,
yes,
that.
Yes, it was good.
That was, wow, you just brought back some memories.
Yes,
that was,
we're gonna have to
ago,
talk
yeah
about that once we get to the movie segment.
Yes.
I don't know about you. It's been a while.
You're right.
It was one of my favorites.
It has been a while.
So okay, awesome. Well, that was Savannah with the weather and telling us a little bit about some of the shows that, not like you said, not new, but one of the shows that's rather interesting. So once again, we're going to take a little bit of a song break now. And then after that, we'll be going on to Caroline with the Sweets.
So excited.
So let's see. Here we have Listen to the Music by the Doobie Brothers. So please enjoy. Go. Welcome back. Okay.
Welcome once back, again, everyone.
For anybody tuning in, we are Mixed Mike. We are going to be covering some mixed topics. We just had Savannah with the weather, so now we're going to be talking here to Caroline with Sweets. So what do you got for us?
Hello, guys. Welcome back to my segment where I talk about sweet treats every week. Each week, it is going to be a new location, somewhere local around here in Tampa. Last week, I talked about Chill Bros ice cream, and it's really good. This week, I'm going to be talking about Insomnia cookies. Have you guys ever heard of Insomnia?
Yes, I've heard a lot about them online. I know, especially after like the crumble cookies like viral. But personally, I've heard that they're better than crumble cookies.
Honestly, that's what I think too. I had a great experience there. Insomnia cookies, I know, was around before crumble, so they're kind of like the OGs, but crumble is just like a different type of cookie, you know. So
can't say I'm a fan of crumble. Honestly, I feel like the cookies are kind of cakey. Like, I just don't know, they're way too sweet. I don't know, I've seen people that can finish multiple of those cookies in one sitting. And meanwhile, I feel like I can eat maybe about, if I push myself, maybe half of that cookie before I'm
a bite.
I'm done.
So much sugar.
So much frosting.
Yeah.
So much calories in the cookie, in the crumble.
No, for sure.
Like, what I do is, I know they sell like the little cookie cutters, and I just like get them into sections because my mom's really into them. So like when she brings them home, we cut them to make sure. Because it's a lot in one sitting, all that sugar.
Yeah. Like, you can definitely split them up. The cookie cutter that they came out was a good idea, and they also have little mini cookies, which I haven't tried those.
Yes.
Maybe those have potential. Maybe I'll try those for a new segment. But this week with Insomnia cookies, what they say is they are warm, delicious, and delivered, which kind of drew me in because me personally, I am a late night snacker. So I was just sitting at home on Friday night craving a nice little treat, and it's like 12 a.m., so I'm thinking where I could go right now to get something. I don't have anything to make. And I just searched up sweet treats online, and Insomnia Cookies popped up. They actually close around 3 a.m., which is convenient for all of the late-night snackers. A little thing about Insomnia, which I just found when I went onto their website, is there's more than 265 stores around, and they tend to be more popular around universities and colleges so that the college students can just stop right by after being out and just late night sweet treats. Everyone loves those.
Like late night. We'll say late night studying.
Right? Yeah.
After a hard test. After, you deserve a treat.
Yeah.
Late at night. That's, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I can't believe that there's so many stores and that it's one of those things that's been around before Crumble, but I've heard of it. I've just never tried it, nor have I seen a store. Yeah. So
it tends to be less popular and you don't see them.
I think that's like the importance of influencers like nowadays, like some businesses really, you know, increase just because somebody posts a popular video.
Definitely.
Yeah, I feel like that's how I've heard of them. Definitely. Just because of like YouTube and things like that, food reviews.
Yes.
Like TikTok and all the like food reviews, they'd be like reviewing the food, or especially like the Mr. like the gym, you know, like
cheat day videos and stuff like that. Yeah,
the gym rats talking about like, you know, how much food is still like. I've been seeing that a lot on TikTok or somewhere else.
Yeah,
and it's surprising with all their locations, people don't know that much about it. I just happened to notice it was up like open late, so I went to it. It's on South Howard, for those of you who are wondering. It's local. And they have cookies, deluxe cookies, brownies, and they have ice cream, which I would say their selection is somewhat small. They got about like 6 flavors of ice cream and 6 cookies, but it's perfect. I think their cookies are really good. They came warm, and the place just smelled great. So if you don't want to go to the place, though, they are able to deliver the cookies, which is pretty cool. They can deliver straight to your door when you are in your pajamas late at night and don't want to get up. So it's kind of a game changer. Their flavors of cookies, when I went, I decided to get something less basic than just a classic chocolate chip, because I couldn't assume what a chocolate chip cookie tastes like. They had like some flavors like peanut butter cup and s'mores. So I went for the s'mores one for sure. It was very good, gooey, and you guys should probably go try it. Does that sound good to you?
Definitely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I'm interested. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say the peanut butter one. The peanut butter cookie sounds great.
Good. I love like peanut butter and chocolate mixed together.
You guys are peanut butter people. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are they like Crumble, where their cookies switch out each week, or is it just those 6 flavors?
They just keep their 6 flavors.
Really?
Yeah, their signatures. They do have seasonal flavors that come, which is like maybe 1 or 2 cookies. And I would say they're not really like, they don't taste like Crumble. They're homemade, warm, more thin cookies, and they aren't toppled with frosting and all of that. So much more of an enjoyable eat.
Definitely. That sounds good. I mean,
yeah,
like we were talking about before, too much frosting is just way too much.
Too much calories.
The s'mores one sounds good. I don't know if you guys have heard of this. There was a place, I don't know if there's one location still open, but there was a place called Donation. Have you guys heard of it before?
No.
So with Donation, it was this place that it was cookie dough with ice cream. And so you could go in and get a cup of cookie dough, or you can do a mix and do like a scoop of cookie dough and a scoop of ice cream. I used to work at one of those locations. They're local, and they're also really small, so they're not as well known. The way that the stores would work is any profits that they would collect would be donated for you know, homeless people to try to build shelters for them.
That's awesome.
That's why it was kind of called Donation. That's what that kind of reminds me of. They used to have s'mores cookie dough that you can get with, like, you can do whatever mixture you wanted. So I would get that with like coffee ice cream, which might sound a little weird, but it was actually pretty good. With that, that's what that kind of reminds me of. So definitely, I feel like I should really try out the Insomnia cookie.
Where was your spot at? Where was that?
My spot was right on Del Melbury. It was kind of near the Carrollwood area.
Okay.
It is, I think it's now a lemon tea spot, because that location did close down just because of the lack of profit. Mm. But definitely something that I don't know. Again, there used to be a location down like in the downtown area, but if it's still around, you guys should give it a shot as well.
That sounds really good. I mean, I think I might like cookie dough more than a baked cookie. I know that's a little weird. Yeah.
Yes. Always have to eat some when you make some fresh.
You
cookies.
Always have to. It's my favorite part. The one that's like you're allowed to eat and usually doesn't have raw egg in it. That one's very good too, because you're not supposed to eat actual cookie dough with the
eggs. Yeah. Not every egg has salmonella, so we're safe.
That is true.
Yeah, it's also a gamble though.
Yeah,
think about it.
Yeah, like, you gotta
I'll
have
still
more fun.
Go in for the brownie batter because that yes, was really yes. good.
Fair. Yeah, can't go wrong with
There's
that.
There's just so many good sweet treats like cookies, cake, ice cream, and candy, which I just have the biggest sweet tooth, so I can talk about this for hours. I can go test out any place any day of the week, which I'm deciding to do this segment because I tend to get a sweet treat at least once a week.
Okay.
So no judgment here.
No judgment.
Sounds good.
Well, with
that being said, I want to ask you, what is your favorite treat? Do you have one?
Yes, I definitely do. My favorite treat, okay, besides candy, which is all at the top of mine, I love candy. I like fruity gummy candy with sour coating.
Okay.
That's my favorite. Anything sour also. But below that is ice cream. I think ice cream, you can't mess up. You can create such good flavors, and especially if it's a nice sorbet, like a nice little refreshing one, I think that is my favorite.
Okay.
What about you guys? What's your favorite sweet treats?
Man. I gotta say, I like cookies, for sure. I have to agree with ice cream. You can't really mess it up, and there's just so many different flavors, so many different things you can do. So I would probably have to say ice cream. As far as candy goes, I can't say I really like candy. Mm. At least not, you know, like your sugary, like fruity candy. I'm not a fan. I like chocolate.
Chocolate,
peanut butter, because I'm a big peanut butter guy. But I can't say I'm super big into like Nerds and Skittles. Can't stand Skittles. So if anyone ever gives me Skittles, I'll bring them in here. I'll give them to one of you guys.
I would love
them. I'm not a fan of them. But, that's me. What about you guys?
I'm definitely a chocolate person. Sour Skittles, though. Mm. You said you're interested
those
in sour Skittles.
Those
are good. I just have to have them in moderation.
They'll hurt
sometimes.
Your tongue.
Right. How about you, Ariel?
I'm a chocolate guy. I'm really a chocolate guy. Yeah. And also, like depending on where to eat, I go for chocolate, anywhere, chocolate cookie, brownie, cake. If it's my birthday, I'll definitely do a chocolate cake because I would cut it and, eat it because this is my favorite dessert. It's my sweet treat for
birthday cake.
So we got basically two ice cream and two chocolate.
That's what
it sounds like. So that's awesome.
It is. Definitely go check out Insomnia Cookies if you like the chocolate. They had really good ones. And whether you're up late studying or you can't go to sleep because you need a sweet treat, you can definitely go check out Insomnia. They're open till 3 a.m.
Yes, I find that really crazy. Funny. Right? Like the play on words, open till 3 a.m. You got Insomnia, you can hit them
Insomnia.
Up. Exactly. Yes.
I've seen them. You can order them too. Like you said, I have seen them before on DoorDash or I think Uber. Mm-hmm. So definitely get yourself some. But
I would say it's worth it. Yeah. As my review this week. Yep.
Sounds good.
Very yummy.
I say That's with good. That being said, we're going to take another little song break here, and then we will be coming back with Ariel on sports. So let's see. Here we have a song called Yo Soy Tu Maestro, which is nice little Spanish music. So I hope you guys enjoy, and then we'll be right back after this.
Que lo amas cuando yo sé que soy el dueño de tu cama. Yo soy tu maestro, quien supo enseñarte de tu cuerpo. Yo conozco hasta la más íntima pared. ¿Cómo es posible que me digas que lo amas cuando yo sé que soy el dueño de tu cama?
cuando estabas afligida, en mí tú encontraste amor. Te creías capaz de los que rompió tu corazón. Junto a mí tus días grises volvieron a ver el sol. Y ahora tú me dices que has vuelto a tu antiguo amor y que lo quieres, lo amas y con él vas a casarte. Tratas de hacerme sufrir para que un día llegue a odiarte, pero mientras más lo intentas, mi amor se hace más grande. Yo soy tu maestro, quien supo enseñarte, fui el segundo en tu vida, pero el primero en amarte. ¿Cómo es posible que me digas que lo amas cuando yo sé que soy el dueño de tu cama? Yo soy tu maestro, quien supo enseñarte, de tu cuerpo yo conozco hasta la más íntima pared. ¿Cómo es posible que me digas que lo amas cuando yo sé que soy el dueño de tu cama? Lo que me dices, cool hermano, te debes resignar, y ese es el tipo de consejos que no quiero escuchar. No puedo seguir viviendo si a mi lado tú no estás. Vuelve, necesito mujer o guial. Vuelve, mi cuerpo extraña tu calor. Vuelve, que estoy ardiendo de pasión. Yo soy tu maestro, quien supo enseñarte, fui el segundo en tu vida, pero el primero en amarte. ¿Cómo es posible que me digas que lo amas cuando yo sé que soy el dueño de tu cama? Yo soy tu maestro, quien supo enseñarte, de tu cuerpo yo conozco hasta la más íntima pared. ¿Cómo es posible que me digas que lo amas cuando yo sé que soy el dueño de tu cama? Y yo recuerdo aquellos besos como si hubiesen sido ayer, lo dulce de tus labios que para mí sabían a miel. Mi cuerpo poco a poco adentrándose en tu cero gas y lo tierno de tu piel. Susurros en tus oídos que te hacían excitar, lo bien que nos sentíamos a la hora de amar. Cada minuto, cada segundo lo solíamos disfrutar, baby, pero ahora ya no está. Yo soy tu maestro, quien supo enseñarte, fui el segundo en tu vida, pero el primero en amarte. ¿Cómo es posible que me digas que lo amas cuando yo sé que soy el dueño de tu cama? Yo soy tu maestro, quien supo enseñarte, de tu cuerpo yo conozco hasta la más íntima pared. ¿Cómo es posible que me digas que lo amas cuando yo sé que soy el dueño de tu cama?
There we go.
Hello and welcome back. This is Mixed Mic. If you're listening, I am Savannah, and these are.
This is Santi.
I'm Caroline.
I'm Ariel.
And that was, if I'm correct, that was Yo Soy. I can't read that far on the
Yo
screen.
Yo Soy Tu Maestro.
There we go.
It kind of translates to I am your master.
Oh, that's a little interesting.
Yeah.
But we are broadcasting at HCC Ybor on Hawk Radio. And we are broadcasting. We do every Tuesday, 10 to 11. So if you guys want to come back and listen, we'd be so, so, so grateful. And we are going to go back into sports with Ariel.
Hello. My name is Ariel. I'm about to do a little sports recap. From last week, the NFL, just the NFL playoffs, the conference championship, the AFC and the NFC. Conference. First, let's start off with the NFC Championship. Philadelphia Eagles defeated the Washington Commanders 55-23.
Sir,
and advance to the Super Bowl once again. My rivals, kind of
good for them.
Your rivals?
Yeah, I'm a Cowboys fan. That is Cowboys.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna get hate during so. Come get the hate.
With the very little I know about sports, I do know that the Dallas Cowboys are not a favored team.
No,
what's the reason
not.
For that? They just
no,
just not that
cause
good.
Chaos.
No, no, it's like it's like the cockiness that every Cowboys fan has. They say every year it's our year. And like I like now as a Cowboys fan, like I was like I was sometimes say it's our year when I'm like in their middle school, high school, kind of mature out of it because a lot of people were like teasing me. They're like all that. So yeah,
you know what they say, everything's big in Texas. Maybe that includes their ego.
Yes,
it does.
Yes, the ego of the person.
Sorry to all your Cowboys, these
so
Cowboys
sorry
fans,
no yeah. No offense, no offense.
And let's talk about the AFC conference championship. Buffalo Bills has lost another playoff game for the Chiefs, 29-32.
I really did not want the Chiefs to advance.
Me
I really
either.
Did not.
Wait, so who's playing?
The Chiefs versus
Eagles.
Mm. What's your prediction? Like, what's your prediction for the next week?
Oh, my God.
I want the Eagles to win because why would the Chiefs win again?
I want the Eagles to – no, same.
I'm
I really
so
want them to win, but I feel like maybe the Chiefs got this one.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I can't – I don't know what – I don't have a prediction for what the score is going to be.
Mm-hmm. I really want it to be an interesting game, not just –
like close? You want it to be close?
A close game. Maybe some overtime.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Last time that they faced each other in the Super Bowl was like 2023. It was in the Super Bowl 59. They just they were like it was a good game. They were like going twice. They were like going touchdowns, field goal until the last minute. The Eagles defense has like fumbled the bag again. Mm-hmm. Made the kicker, Kansas City kicker, made a field goal. It was like 34-32 somewhere like that. Don't remember. I remember watching it. Yeah, it was tough. And I was, like, literally teasing the Eagles fans because rivals, like, always.
Yeah.
I just don't want a repeat of the last Super Bowl that we had because I feel like that game was just very, I want to say, kind of anticlimactic.
Yeah,
like, there wasn't much going on. It was, I started falling asleep. I wanted the 49ers to take it.
It was, yeah.
I really wanted the 49ers to win.
But it is what it is.
I don't know. The
Chiefs, overtime,
no.
Bro. The new overtime. Literally, it's the end of the 49ers is like close to get another Super Bowl, but the overtime end up like destroying it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just hope that this is a more aggressive game.
Yeah.
I want it to be more. I don't know if quick pace, but I definitely just want to see a bit more.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, I can't give any predictions, so.
My
birds.
Prediction would be the Birds are gonna score 27 points, and the Chiefs are going to score 26 points, if that's possible. I think it's going to be 26-27.
By one?
Yeah.
By 1 point?
Just by, the kick at the very end of the game.
Okay.
Watch that be accurate, guys. Just wait.
Okay, future.
Oh, my God. We'll have to see.
Let's see.
And the Eagles are going to win.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope you're predicting it right now.
Honestly, who knows?
We never
know. We'll catch up on that next week.
A little news, last week news, the Dallas Cowboys have hired their offensive coordinator, Brian Schutzmeier. I don't know why the Cowboys have done that. Like, it's already 30 years that Cowboys haven't advanced to the NFC Championship, and now choosing their offensive coordinator is crazy. I got a little message to Jerry Jones that we honestly, you gotta make a good decision on coaching and making players because you're making us look dumb. Mm-hmm. Gonna look dumb during our rivals and our to the NFL. Like, come on.
The coaches are definitely very important to your team.
Yeah,
I've heard a lot of controversy about coaches and. I think it was 2 weeks ago after the Patriots lost their last game, they immediately just fired their head coach.
Wow, that's crazy.
Right after the game, yeah. So, they are the head coaches, and if you're losing, I guess they put it on them. So.
For sure. I've definitely heard that it depends on the system that the actual coach has, because a lot of people say that you have to have a system for everything that you do. It's not so much what is your goal? Obviously, your goal is to win the game, but the system is going to be what steps you take to get there. How are you going to hold your practices? You know, just what's going to be the route you take to kind of put yourself above everyone else and actually get there. So, because I have seen that happen a lot where the coaches end up being taken out because they weren't able to really do what needed to be done.
Even it happens to the in regular seasons, coaches get fired out of nowhere. It's surprising coach gets fired out of nowhere of bad performance because of how they manage the plays. Plus, there's last week there was two ex Dallas coordinators, offensive and defensive, played. They were playing each other. Is the ex offense coordinator? His name is Kellen Moore. Probably remember the Dallas Cowboys coordinator for a while. He's now playing doing a coordinator for the Eagles. Now he's in the Super Bowl. It's kind of heartbreaking how I'm seeing the bad decision the owner's doing. Organization making us
I really don't know a whole lot as far as any executive decisions or anything that is made when it comes to stuff like that, so that's definitely news to me. I guess we'll have to see really during the season how that actually helps them improve. If it does, maybe we'll just see a difference and the Cowboys, among other teams, will actually make it a little further or make it to the playoffs, but only time will tell. So we'll really have to wait and see. So I guess we're going to go ahead and go into our last song break here, and then we'll go ahead and tune into me talking a little bit about cinema, a little bit about some of the movies, and I want to focus more today on some of the history of cinema. So we're going to go ahead and do a song break. This is Never Too Late by 3 Days Grace. I hope you guys enjoy.
This world will never be what I expected, and if I don't belong, who would have guessed it? I will not leave alone everything that I own to make you feel like it's not too late. It's never too late.
Don't be long. Even if I say
Okay, and we are back. So that was 3 Days Grace, Never Too Late. I hope you guys enjoyed the song. Cinema, that's what I'm going to be talking about now. For anyone tuning in, my name is Santi. This is Mixed Mike. Right now we're on segment number 4 of the show, which is going to be more related to film. And I'm going to go ahead and get started because we are a little short on time at the moment. So cinema, do you, when, you know, when people sit down to watch a movie, you have to think, what do you notice first? You know, do you like the color, the sound? You know, there's so many aspects to these movies that kind of draw people in, but it wasn't always like that. When people sit down to actually watch a movie, they don't think, how did we get here? And so that's what I want to talk about. When it comes to the history, it started back around the 1870s, actually. A lot of people, I was looking at some different sources here, and it actually says 1891, but in reality, it started around the 1870s, 1878 to be precise. There was a man named Edward Muybridge. He was commissioned to take some photos of some horses in a race, and this was more for a science experiment so that they could see if within the photos all of the horses' legs would touch down at the same time. And so he took these photos, and after displaying them in a projector, he realized that if they were displayed in a continuous speed, you would get a moving picture. And that's basically how it started. So a lot of people took notice of this, and they began to work with the idea. Funny enough, this idea erupted all over the world of being able to create motion pictures, and Soviet Russia was one of the main players when it came to this. So I don't want to talk about them just yet, but I do want to talk about a couple other things. A lot of people know Edison, Thomas Edison, as the inventor of the light bulb, yeah. But he was actually one of the first filmmakers along with the Lumiere brothers. And so with them and other, you know, other great companies, or not even companies, but we'll just say other powers around the world, they began to develop more motion pictures. So we all know movies back then, silent, black and white, not a whole lot to them. I want to say that it wasn't until the 1920s that film began to develop a little more. That is when we actually had more of a storyline to movies. And on top of that, we had more detailed characters. If anyone here at HSC has taken Mr. Sims' class, there is a movie that he shows. I believe it's in his Films of Fantasy and Imagination. The Great Train Robbery. That is a it's a pretty nice short film. And it's, like I said, completely silent, but it does show a quick pace. It's a bit of a storyline, and you can actually see more detail in the characters themselves. And that's something that kind of continues throughout. 1927 is when we got the first movie with sound and music, which was The Jazz Singer. They used to call those movies talkies back then. Mm-hmm. So, because you actually had, you know, audio. And then after that, it was just never the same. They began to actually have more sound. Eventually, they, you know, they had color in the movies. 1930s is when it was like studios began to form, and they had the Big Five. You know, you guys know production studios, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys maybe know what the Big Five might have been?
I have no idea.
So this was interesting. The Big Five were Merrill, Goldwyn, Mayer, Paramount, RKO, Warner Brothers, and 20th Century Fox. And that is what is known as the Golden Age of Hollywood. It gave us a couple things, such as our very first set of movie stars, actors that were ready to perform and put on these shows, which I think is phenomenal. I feel like one of the more well-known ones that, you know, everyone knows, even if you're not really into film, Marilyn Monroe. So with that golden age, it lasted until about the 1960s. They would produce about 400 motion pictures a year, which I think is insane, because film really just started as something more of just basic entertainment. Anywhere there was a dark room and you could put up a screen, you would be able to see a film, versus now you can see a film just about anywhere. And I think that the way that it has developed is just extremely interesting. So that was super quick. I want to say that if anyone wants to look into it, there's a couple sources. Scienceandmediamuseum.org does go into quite a bit of detail talking about the kinetoscope, which was used to see some of these moving, you know, actual moving pictures. And Honestly, YouTube, that's one of the best places to actually go to see a lot of these. I wanted to take some time to talk about some actual movie genres, trending movies, but I don't think that we're going to have a lot of time to do that this show. So it's something that I want to talk about more in the next show. You know, I've talked a little bit about the history because I think it's important, and I've noticed that I'm becoming more of a film nerd now, so it helps me out a bit to understand, you know, what I'm studying, what I want to be doing, and I'm really looking forward to it. So I do want to just kind of end it off. I want to talk more about movies next week. Do you guys have a favorite movie?
Oh, I got a lot of movies that I have watched. Like during my childhood, I used to watch Transformers, the favorites, like genre. I still Godzilla. Yeah, I watched that. Like it's mostly action movies.
Okay, action. Action's really good. Yes. I have to say, I love like the John Wick movies. Those are really good. Yeah. What about you guys?
I really like fantasy movies. I love Jim Henson and his Muppets. I really like the Labyrinth movie, which I'm a Bowie fan, so he's in that. So obviously that's a plus. But that's probably, I really like the music adding with the puppets. I think those are so interesting.
Yeah, I've just been getting into some older movies, but really good ones. I've been looking at top ones. I like Vertigo, Sunset Boulevard, Mulholland Drive.
Wow, yeah.
Those ones are all classics.
Yeah, those are very good. That's really awesome.
Yeah.
Funny enough, I don't know if it was there was a really interesting movie that they were playing earlier today. I went to the gym and they have a cinema where you can do cardio. I think they were playing The Mask of Zorro, one of the older ones where all of the rocks are plastic and you can tell. But I thought that was really funny. So
sometimes it just adds more character. Yeah, yes.
All right. So with that being said, guys, we are going to go ahead and end now. Thank you, anyone that tuned in. Thank you for all of our listeners. We are Mixed Mic. Next week, we'll focus more on some different topics, some new sweet treats, the weather, and I'll talk a little more about movies and ratings. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. All right, guys.
Thank you for supporting us.
Yeah, this has been Mixed Mic, and we'll see you guys next week.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Your time with the call, I took no time with the fall. You gave me nothing at all, but still you're in my way. I beg and borrow and steal, at first sight and it's real. I didn't know I would feel it, but it's in my way. Your stare was holding, ripped jeans, skin was showing. Hot night wind was blowing, where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you. Maybe.
but feeling real good. Came a long way from misunderstood. Far away from the days where I wouldn't wanna go home, cause I was afraid of the truth. See, I was scared to admit the feeling was in the back of my head. Cause the point where lying no longer works, so you have to stand up for how you wanna live. Tonight is the night. And I don't know no better, but as far as I came, it felt like forever. Seconds turn to hours, days turn to months, let a year pass by, but don't feel like much. So if I got one chance, I'ma make y'all dance. I'ma have as much fun as I can, and figure out the rest when I hatch out a plan. Tonight is the night. Go.